There's an old terrible joke about being able to telephone from a submarine. We won't bore you with it. More to the point is the fact that you can't call collect into a cell phone. It's not something you'd think you'd have to use very often, but think about it. What if you get thrown in jail? You need to call a friend. Your friend is one of those people who only has a cell phone. Or what if your cell phone dies and you find one of the last payphones in America and you need to call your friend? So it is time for the one question interview, although I do reserve the right to follow up. Bob Sullivan writes the MSNBC.com blog called Red Tape Chronicles. He knows the answer. Hey, Bob.
Hey, how are you?
Bob, here is the one question. I'm sure I'll have follow-ups, but here it is. Why can't you make a collect call into a cell phone?
Well, if you think about it, when you make a collect call, the recipient call company, in other words, the person who accepts the call, their phone company is acting effectively as a bill collector for the caller's call company or the payphone or wherever that call is made. And that's a pretty complicated, sophisticated affair. And as I'm sure everybody knows, cell phone companies already have enough to bill, and that's a pretty complicated bill already, and they're just not set up to reach back through the chain and get the money from you and then pass it along to whoever the company is that initiated the call. So it's really just a matter of setting up the billing system, and cell phone companies haven't bothered to do that.
I guess it's because there is not that much demand, so few collect calls are made. If there was a lot of money to be made, they'd probably set up the billing for it.
I guarantee if there was a ton of money to be made, they would be doing this. But there isn't much demand. Collect calls, as you hinted at, with the advent of just the proliferation of cell phones, collect calls are far less important. But they are important to some people, and there is a lot of discussion about prisoners, for example, in jail and how they call home. And a lot of times they need to use collect calls. And if they have to call a cell phone, they have a big problem on their hands. But there is a workaround, and as you know, whatever there is demand, we'll just come up with some solution.
Yeah.
If you involve a third party, essentially the folks in jail or anyone can do this, we'll call an 800 number, and that company will relay the call to the cell phone for you, and of course they will do the billing directly from a credit card, so that makes everybody happy.
Wait, how do you, the third party, someone with a hard line, you call him, and then how do they get the cell phone person?
That's right. Well, they just simply set up a three-way calling. This is not something that you do privately. There are companies that are set up to do exactly this. It's not too different from having a prepaid calling card, which is really the best solution if you find yourself in this situation, to have a calling card in your wallet with $5 on it or so for any
right.
kind of an emergency like this. But and that's often how folks in jail will deal with this. People will send them calling cards. But there are companies that are set up exclusively just to call for you, collect calls.
Okay, so our advice is try not to knock over liquor stores. If you do, have $5 on the prepaid calling card.
Bob's always said, if you're going to steal, have a calling card. Yeah.
Bob Sullivan of the Red Tape Chronicles, author of the book Gotcha Capitalism. We gotcha. Thanks, Bob.
Thank you.
And that is it for this hour of the BPP. As always, we want to thank you for joining us and sharing strategies on what to do when you're in prison. We should have a recurring series on that called So You're in Prison. I'm Mike Pesca. We are online all the time at npr.org/Bryant Park. This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News.